Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all know who it is. It's Teddy P calling out of that good old 757. What's going on, ladies?
What's going on, man? Look, ladies, you all asked for it. Here she go. So I'm going to go ahead. Matter of fact, you go ahead and do it for you. You introduce yourself, man. Go ahead.
What up, everybody? My name is Sis Bob.
Come on, you can give us some more Sis Bob. Go ahead and talk to her. I thought Sis Bob saw y'all a little bit.
Yep.
I'll be a little terrible that. So Sis Bob, can you tell everybody what you are calling from?
Yeah, DMV.
DMV, DMV. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a dancing DMV. I like dancing pretty much. Everything, mostly reggae, which is different from what everybody else does out here. I like to keep my music, you know, upbeat, you know, like a party when I'm on the floor. I don't really have a preference of who I dance for. I like all women, studs, AGs, I don't give a damn. I dance for everybody, so.
Okay. So where did the name Sis Bob actually come from?
I love SpongeBob. So, it fits me.
Aww. So, how long has it been since you've been in the game? Like, when did you start?
I started last year. I was dancing last year at the Hanging Club.
That's all last? Just 1 year?
Yeah, just 1 year.
Man,
I mean, I danced before, but it wasn't nothing in it, like a club or nothing. I started dancing in the club pretty much last year. It was my first year dancing inside of a club as like an exotic dancer.
Yeah.
Before that was just, you know, just I would go for walks on the street and dance. That was like my practice. But as for what I'm doing now, it's only been a year.
Okay. So if you can name any performance that you have done in the past, which performance do you think was by far the best?
Say that again?
Let me rephrase. Out of all the performances that you have done in the past, which one was the best? What was your favorite?
Oh, my favorite? My favorite? I just go with the most recent one because I enjoyed the one I did Saturday in Philly.
Okay. All right, Tay, you have any questions for Sis Bob?
What inspires you to, you know, get out there and perform and dance? What motivates you?
Well, the start of it all was pretty much my girl telling me to try it. And I still have bubble guts when I get on the stage, but that was the beginning of it all, pretty much her telling me, you know, oh, you should try, you know. And she's been my motivation and still is.
Okay.
If you could perform with anybody, who would you perform with? Who would you perform with and why?
Dang. Oh, I would perform with Centerfold or Bolo, Baby. And the reason why, I mean, I just like their style. Like Bolo, I don't know if you ever seen Bolo dance. He's just the stuff he does is just crazy. He's a very good performer. All of the people, there's a lot of good performers out there, period, but them three pretty much are my favorite. They're just different. And that's what I like.
Nothing wrong with that.
I think that's one of the things I admire about you the most, that you are different. You aren't, your style of dance is different than, for real, all of the dancers that I have seen so far, both male and female, you know. So I definitely, I'm digging that. I'm digging your style. I think it's hot. I think it's hot.
Thank you.
Tell us I'm a little crazy now.
Yeah.
It is, because it's definitely.
You haven't started up yet.
Nah, I'm tired of you, man. Don't come. That was, you know, my buddy, she referred me to you, Miss May. She referred me to you. She said, look, friend, I got to tell you, somebody's real good. I think she need to be on She Pride, you know, and she showed me your videos, and I think I looked at your videos about 3 or 4 days. I was like, oh yes, you need to get her on. And right when I was getting ready to hit you up, you hit me up.
Oh, wow. Talk about timing, man. Yeah, good timing.
Yeah, man. I was like, man, she's definitely talented. And, you know, I never seen a dancer, like, you know, going to a club and just get into the reggae, you know. You always see,
yeah,
you know, with everybody dancing individually and not really on a stage, you feel me? So,
mm-hmm.
I think you definitely brung that. Definitely brung that. So, I think I have another question, look, cause, you know, I got a little buzz a little bit in my stomach area, you feel me?
Oh, God.
Look, I told you crazy that. I got a little buzz in my stomach area, right?
Uh-huh.
And I think all of us people that's on the phone right now want to know, how do you keep that pack, like, what is, how do you do it? Like, talk to us, tell us, like,
you funny.
I want to know. Yes, we want to know. We got bulges, you know. We don't got a six pack. We got a liquor store. We got the whole store. We got eggs over here. We got kegs, and we got, you know, beer bottles and 40s, you know. So we want to know.
Okay, a good idea is you could do sit-ups, you know, every night before you go to bed. Maybe cut back on some food, depending.
Don't tell me that, man. Look.
Yeah, don't tell Casey that. She's going to be mad. She's going to cry.
Look, can we have blueberry pancakes? Is that, can we have those?
You can have one.
No, that's cool. As long as I can have one, that's all that matters. If you want to tell me I can have my blueberry pancakes, okay?
I just want to know if I can have my bowl of grits.
Oh, yeah, you can have the grits. I'm not going to tell nobody that you have no grits because I love grits.
Okay, that's all I need to know.
Grits and blueberry pancakes, all right.
Now, y'all hear that now. So, ladies, when you go out to IHOP or Dennis and you go get the pancake meal, make sure you say, excuse me, please put one pancake.
One.
That's it.
One. Not even a big one, just one.
Give me the smallest one you got, please.
Oh, God. I can see you going in there now asking, can I get one small blueberry pancake?
Oh, I'm going to do it. I'm going to smash my
pancake.
I know.
I know you're going to do it.
No, I will. What you mean y'all sell just one? So, Sis Bob, another question I want to ask you is, out of all the female performers out there, which one inspired you the most? Which one made you say, hey, I want to do this? That's like something I could do. I can do this.
Dang. Well, I mean, pretty much my first time seeing the performance dance was at, Aqua, where Secret Weapon was running at. So I was just seeing them dance. But that was like my first pretty much startup of seeing different dances was going to Aqua, watching Baby, Face, and all them dance.
Okay.
That was the first time I saw a centerfold, too. Yeah. So.
Okay, okay. So what we're going to do right now, ladies, if you definitely want to talk to Sis Bob, please press the 1. She's here for you. She's here to answer all questions. She says converse with you. All right, look up for the phone lines. Area code 24. Nope, my bad, I'm sorry. Huh? Area code 209-725. Talk to Sis Bob.
Hey, Sis Bob.
Hello.
This is Kim. I'm from California. First thing I want to say is that I think you are, like, the best, not only stud dancer, but just the best dancer I've seen in a long, long time. I mean, you're an entertainer. So I'm just going to say that hopefully, you know, that you can take your dancing to a whole nother level, just not, like, dancing like stripping club, maybe see you on a video or something in the near future, you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do have a question. I thought it was going to be on the topic of STDs or whatever, but
mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw this question. This is maybe a 3-part question on what you think about younger people or people being in alternative lifestyle, and I do mean like alternative, like maybe like swinging or orgy, and how do you feel about that? And do you think that that being in an alternative lifestyle is just as worse as just being single and sleeping with other people? How do you feel about that and protection and stuff like that?
Okay, I feel like which is with life, to each his own, you know, whatever people want to do, it's their business. But I do feel like everybody in the world needs to respect themselves and the people that they're doing and protect themselves and to check themselves, as in going to the gynecologist or wherever they want to go to get their test done. It's just respect, you know. And, I mean, protection is very, very important, which, I mean, you can go to anywhere and pretty much get, you know, different types of condoms and whatnot. And so
do you think that it doesn't matter, like, if it being alternative lifestyle is more safer or just being single, going around, sleeping with other people every other week or?
Yeah, nothing safe. You can't trust anybody. nothing safe because, I mean, you know.
That's true.
You see the crazy stuff on the news and Facebook all the time where people got AIDS and they don't give a F and they, mm-hmm. you know, they're still doing people. You know what I mean? That's just
yeah.
nasty as hell, but people do what they do. So
right.
you can't okay. you can't really pick which one is better because you can get screwed either way. So
agree. agree. Yeah. So anything else?
You tell me.
Well, I don't know what else to ask. Just hopefully, you know, I was wondering when you're going to, like, have a show maybe out in California. I know you were saying something about, you know, promoting and things like that. But do you ever come out to the West Coast, back to the West Coast? From what I know, that's where you're from. Huh?
I've only been to California once. But when your promoters or whoever is ready to book Sis Bob, I stay ready, so.
Oh, okay.
Hit me up. Do you have my Facebook or my Twitter or whatever?
I have your Facebook. Definitely on your Facebook.
Oh, okay, so you definitely need to let your promoters know about me, and I'll be there. And you make sure you're there.
Okay. Yeah, if I don't get to Maryland first, but yeah.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
California, what you think about that? That is beat. California. You think California ready for you, man?
I think the world is ready for me.
I mean, that's the answer I like to hear. The world is definitely. Thank you. That is the answer I like to hear. That, yes. Voice snap, girl. You better work. Okay. Next, we're going to do area code 919-806. Talk to Sis Bob.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
I really don't know you, but I have seen you dance, and I can honestly say you're pretty good. You kind of caught my eye and whatnot. But, I got a question for all you guys. It just came to me. What do you think about females who smoke? Like, are you attracted to them, or do you think, like, that's a definite no-no?
I'll go last. Since Sis Bob is the guest, I'm going to let Sis Bob answer that first.
Okay. I don't, doesn't matter. Just don't stink, pretty much. Because, I mean, people can smoke and you never know they smoke.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much that discreetness is fine, you know. And I'm talking about cigarettes. Not ganja or anything.
What about you,
Teddy?
Oh, well, see, I smoke, so it doesn't matter to me whether they smoke or not. So each is on with that one.
Yeah.
Well, for Kelsey,
wait, who's speaking? Oh, okay. Never mind.
Nah.
I caught the voice. Never mind.
But KC, I'm going to say that it's a definite NO. That's, you know, that's just me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I do have a respiratory problem. So if I can't do it to keep healthy, you can't do it either. So if you respect my space, then you're not going to do it anyway. You feel what I'm saying? And you can go outside to the corner or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
We can be friends, hey, how you doing, what's going on, but smoking, I don't want, first of all, I don't want my clothes smelling like it. That's number one, because I'm, no, that's a snack. Number two, I don't want you to kiss me and go, ugh, and I'm tasting ashes or something in my throat. You know, that's nasty. Mm-hmm. I like the taste of burgers, not smoke. I don't like smoke.
Yeah.
So, that's just for me, but I don't knock it. You know, that it is what it is, but for me, I'm not attracted to it.
Okay.
No.
Hi, Teddy. I forgot to say it.
Hi.
What's up? I guess that's it for me. So there's more topics later on?
Yes.
I guess I can.
Yes.
All right, so I'll stay on the line and whatnot. But it was nice talking to you guys.
Nice
I'll talk to
you
all real soon when the next topic comes.
All right, thank you.
All right.
We have another 919 is big tonight. We got another 919-989. Talk to Sis Bob.
Hello there.
Hello.
KC, Teddy, hey. Sis Bob, how y'all doing?
Hey.
How are you?
Good. I am about to pass the fuck out. But if I make it through the conversation, I do have a question.
Okay.
Do you have to give me the 10 seconds, get your heart out your throat?
Okay.
Jump off going on right now. I'm trying to roll the blunt, fucking shaking everywhere. It's horrible.
Nigga, I'm smoking.
My nerves. I tried to smoke before I came up here. Still shaking. I don't even know how that worked.
It's a smoker.
All day. And the shit that the weed man gave me, particularly, like, the thinner you roll it, the higher you get. So there's nothing I can do.
It's
like, bigger, thinner.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
So,
okay.
This is Rob. I have been a follower of your work for about 5 to 6 months. And I definitely will put you up there, you know, top five dead or alive for sure.
Cool.
I think you're absolutely wonderful. And
thank you.
The weird thing is, like, this is what goes on over here. Like, my little sister, she'll put me up on, like, everybody who hot. Like, she'll be like, okay, I want to introduce you to this, and I want to introduce you to that, and her, because she knows, you know, I work a lot, so she has to keep me up on what's current. And, oh, my God, here she comes. And she is your biggest fan. And I would just, could you say hi to her?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, wonderful.
Say hi.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. Hey. Oh, my sister's over here shaking. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. It's right.
Uh-oh. That is shaking.
Yeah.
Jesus. I need to take tickets too. You okay? Oh, sorry.
Are you sitting down?
Like, I know exactly what she was feeling. Like, she was like, oh, my God. And I knew that the heart was right in the throat. I knew it.
Oh.
I was like, I feel you, girl. Just give me the phone. It's going to come out your throat in a second. It's going to go back in your chest. Yo, I want, we going half on her hospital bill when she stroked the fuck out, okay?
Oh, we don't want that to happen.
Yeah, we don't want that. Don't.
She says that her favorite attribute of you is the fact that you love SpongeBob. She thinks that shit is cool, Ben.
Yeah, I'm a SpongeBob lover.
Hey, who lives in a pineapple under the sea, nigga? But, okay, the question that I'm pretty sure everybody wants to know, I'm going to go ahead and ask it for them. What is your deal breaker? What is your, I can't live, okay, no, what is your deal breaker? I can't deal with it at all. And what is your gotta have, can't deal with a chick that don't have this?
Ooh.
Deal breaker?
Do you have a question? Oh, she's skipping. I love it. No, I'm sorry. Don't hate me. Oh, my God. She's abusive. So don't tell niggas.
So you're
asking
me a deal breaker with a deal breaker and you're asking me a deal breaker with a female?
Yes, deal breaker. Like, I just can't deal.
That would just be stepping out, cheating on me, obviously. I'm pretty
man.
Easy, so I don't really have much that aggravates me.
Okay, and what is yours?
Something I can't live with.
Yeah.
Besides looks and whatnot, I mean, the intercourse, sexual intercourse, needs to be up to par.
You said no whack bitches.
I'm not
in the
trying
back.
To be not to be rude.
What? Said no whack bitches. I can deal.
I said it nicer than that.
Oh no, yeah, you. No, I know you said it nicer, but sometimes some shit just is what it is. But yeah, so well, I can deal with that. And my sister wants me to inform you that her Twitter name is Steven Sajel Love, and she follows all day, every day. Of course, you know, I follow all day, every day.
Cool.
And, yes, I already know that to get Sis Bob down here to an NC event, call your booking peoples, and I already know what it is. This summer going to be hot. We getting ready to have everybody down here for club McCall's. So look for a call from McCall's.
Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
I'm
well,
ready.
Yeah, definitely. I heard you just said you stay ready, okay?
Yeah,
and we
exactly.
Stay ready to see you down here in the 9-1-9, okay? Casey,
yes.
919 is doing it. Like, anybody who come down here, any fellow dancer, if you ask them what goes down in North Carolina, they'll tell you trash bag, nigga. Trash.
Trash bag. I know that.
No buckets, no duffel bags, trash bags. The big black ones, yes.
Oh, man.
Okay, yes. Okay. You get bodies, all that in there.
Oh, wow.
Well, alrighty. I would definitely take to my promoters in the hot clubs and see if we can get you down for an event. We definitely got to get you out there because everybody needs to know you. Oh, have you ever heard of a whacking? Do you know what whacking is? It's a dance style?
Mm-mm. But I'll look it up.
You should look it up. That's you all day. I could definitely see you top whacker for sure.
Tap whacker, huh?
Definitely. Definitely. Tap whacker.
That's how you
get the whacker in the whack. But it's definitely you. If you look it up, you'll be like, yeah, yeah, I could do that.
Okay, I'll look it up.
Yeah, do that shit.
I will.
But yes, sir. Yeah. Well, all right, so you going to hang me up or I'm going to hang myself up and call back?
No, you don't have to call back. Just, you know, just stay online and we'll get right back to you, okay?
Definitely. Next topic, definitely.
All right. How do you tell about getting ready to go into a trash bag, sis, Bob?
I don't know about that. yeah.
Sounds freaky, though. Sounds a little freaky, you know. Could be good. I don't know.
Not no trash bag.
Not trash bag.
Mm-mm. Even if it had holes in it.
Mm-mm. I was not talking about the one with the yellow, you know, yellow string. Ooh, Lord, the big, thick yellow string. Mm-hmm. That's some good jazz bags. Yeah, I know. The Duffy girl. She goes, we're going to take it to the area code 267-240. Talk to Sis Love.
Hey, Sis Bob. This is Pooh. You actually just did my party this weekend.
Hello.
Hey, I did have a question I meant to actually ask you that day. First off, I want to let everybody know she did a fantastic job. She shut my party down Saturday. But basically what I wanted to ask you is, how long have you been dancing? Like, did you dance in high school, in middle school, you know, beatbox dancing and stuff?
Yeah, I've danced. I'm kind of been dancing and probably middle school, just doing, you know, talent shows, dancing with my boys.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple people I knew that I was real close with that dance a lot. Like, if you go on my YouTube, you see, like, all my old videos. I stayed pretty much dancing. Yeah, I stayed dancing. So, probably, like, middle school, and just kept on doing it.
Okay, that's what's up. And also, you know, with the chick in California said about seeing you in videos, I could definitely see you in a Rihanna video.
See myself dancing. That would be cool.
Yeah, I definitely could see you in some videos. But I just wanted to say, keep doing what you do, and I definitely, once again, do appreciate you. I can't say it enough. You know, thank you.
Yeah. I appreciate you.
Still, people still talking.
It was nice.
Still talking
on
this Monday. But, good luck to you. And good times. Yes, very good times.
Yes.
It was definitely a good time. And keep doing what you do. Soon bring you back to Philly for my homegirl bachelorette party.
I'm ready.
Yeah. I got you. Got you already. Putting you on the map. But, good luck, all right?
Thank you.
No problem. Talk to you. See y'all.
All right. I'm going to figure out your code 254-624. Talk to Sis Bob.
Hey, y'all. What's up?
Hey.
Hello.
This is Tierra.
Hey.
Hello.
Y'all in so much pain. I'm trying to cook, and the grease done popped me in my leg. And then I couldn't find my spatula. It's bad. My leg hurt. I don't want to eat no more.
This is not all the girl, is it?
Huh?
Yeah, this is all the
girl.
What you cooking tonight? Man, I'm eating some eggs and sausage.
She always cooking omelets when she calls in and she's on radio.
Because, man, I work all day long. And when I get home, I'm like, man, might as well eat breakfast.
Might as well eat breakfast. Yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
But I'm not gonna lie. I really don't know who Sis Bob is. I haven't heard of you until right now. So yeah. How can I look at your videos? I guess.
Yeah.
Pull up the videos.
Okay.
My YouTube username is MeLovePomPom6996.
What?
MeLuvPumPum6996 on YouTube.
Okay.
Me love Pum Pum 6996.
Oh, okay. Hey, weren't you supposed to be in Killeen one time? Or were you in Killeen one time?
I haven't been out there yet.
Oh, okay, never mind then. I don't know. Well, yeah, I guess I'll look your videos up. I don't have no questions, so maybe next time.
All right, well, I hope your food is good.
It's going to be good. My leg doesn't hurt that bad no more. But all right, y'all, have a good rest of the show.
All right, don't have a good one. Don't leave. Don't go nowhere. All right.
I want them right here.
All right, because we want our honor when you get back. You hear me?
Oh, okay, I got you.
All right. All right. We'll be back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. Here we go. Now, says Bob, when this person comes on in line next, okay? I want you to hold your breath in, right, and get ready for whatever she's about to say, all right?
Okay.
All right. You know I'm picking well it over. Area code 804562. Talk to Sis Bob.
Oh, man, I thought it was somebody else she was picking on.
Uh-oh.
Hey, how you doing? Hello?
Hello.
How are you? See, you getting off. See, don't be scared. You getting off lucky tonight because I was having technical difficulties with my phone. And I just called in, so I kind of wanted to be filled in. So I just said, let me just press this button and I'm going to just feel my way through to find out who you are and what you do. So can you feel
okay.
me in?
Yes, my name is Sis Bob. I am a dancer. Pretty much mostly I dance to reggae, dancehall music. But I play around with everything. But my favorite is reggae dancehall. Been dancing to it since I've been dancing. If you don't know about me, you can check me out on YouTube. You can actually just put in Sis Bob and different stuff will pop up. Yeah, that's it. I just love dancing.
Oh, okay. Well, you get off easy tonight. See, Casey, you wonder for nothing. Cause I didn't even hear nothing. I didn't get to check up on nothing. I had a rough day today and whatever. So, well, nice talking to you. And I'm gonna listen around. Maybe in a couple of more minutes, I'll feel better. I can, you know.
Right.
Be my real
self. Hope your night gets better.
Thank you.
We hope you feel better.
Thank
yeah.
you. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit.
All right.
All right.
Aww. We gotta make her smile, for Bob.
I do.
I know. Aww. I don't like it. Hannibal's smiling. Alright, we're going to take it to area code 302-287, talk to us.
Hey, Casey.
Hey, how you doing?
It's Toya.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm good.
You know
I'm good, how are you guys?
We are alright.
What?
How are you guys?
I'm doing okay.
Oh, well, hello to you guys.
Hello.
I've never seen your videos. What's your YouTube?
My YouTube, you can put in Sis Bob or Me Love Pum Pum 6996. That's my web channel where you see all my videos.
All right, hold on. So I just put it in. All right, well, I'm definitely going to check your videos out. I've never really seen your videos before, so I can't really say too much, but I'm definitely going to check it out
mm-hmm.
and see what you do.
Mm-hmm. You will enjoy.
I'm pretty sure I will. You're good. I'll definitely support. Casey.
Hey.
I got a question. Well,
okay.
I'm gonna DM you on Twitter because
okay.
I want to do something at my wife's grave, but I want to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
And trying to figure out like if it's the best thing to do or if it's not. you know, just somebody else's input before I fully do what I'm planning on doing.
Okay. Well, I'm definitely hit me up and I'll be very pumped.
I sure will. I'm definitely gonna I'm gonna tweet you later. But
you guys have a good night. I'm about to get on YouTube and check her videos out.
Yeah, check it out.
Oh,
you have a good night too.
You too.
All right. Thanks for calling. All right, area code 240-351. Talk to Sis Bob.
240.
What's up? It's Exotic.
Uh-oh.
Hey, bro.
Yo.
Hey, bro.
How you doing?
I'm good. I miss you.
Yes. You have been missed as well.
Oh, thank you. Oh, you're going to see me Thursday, hopefully. But, yeah, I'm a very big supporter. You already know that.
Yes.
I love you with all my heart. Like I said, you're my brother. You know, I'm here for you whenever you need me. You know that. And it's like, I don't know, for what you do, because I look at everybody else dance, and I look at the way you dance. You put your heart into it. Now, like most people that I've seen, they just dance.
Mm-hmm.
But you put everything into it, and you could tell. And that's one thing I really appreciate about you, especially when you put dance into the word dance.
Mm-hmm.
When you came out with your, what is it, the reggae style?
Yes.
It just turned everybody on. Like, it was just, that was it. And when you were the first dom dancer to start doing that, I just
mm-hmm.
noticed a ripple effect.
Yes,
you're on top, bro. I'm telling you, you are on top.
Thank you.
Yeah. My question is, out of all the experiences with me around, okay, of you performing, what was your most memorable?
Most memorable.
Oh, this is
I don't know. Yeah, because I replay all my performances in my head. My most memorable. I could say I killed it. I felt like I killed it. House Rocker last year.
True. All right. That's what's up. I'm definitely staying tuned. I got y'all on Twitter and on Facebook.
Yep.
And you already see what I've been doing. I'm promoting all the way.
Yep.
All right. Much love to y'all. All
right. Cool.
Thank you.
All right. Later, y'all.
All right. Ready to go. 47285-9992. Before I go to area code 347, ladies, if you do want to talk to Sis Bob, she's very humble, and she really want to get to know you all. So definitely press that number one. Call in if you're listening online. This is a very good experience. So definitely get to know Sis Bob. So 347-285, press. Say hello.
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 Good evening. How are you?
Good.
My name is Candace Duguid. I'm calling from Brooklyn, New York.
Okay, cool.
I just called yes. Like, you know, I never heard about you until like a month ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been looking at your videos, and I think you are the best dancer. And, you know, I just decided to call to show you some love. And
thank you very much.
Yeah, and I wish you all the best in your dancing career, you know,
thank you.
What I mean. Yes. So, you guys have a blessed night.
Yep, thank you very
too.
Much, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Bye. That was an awesome accent. That was definitely an awesome accent. Area code 301. Sound familiar? All right, this bot, talk to her.
Hello. Hi, my name is Tamika. Of course, I'm calling from D.C., but I got a Maryland number, so what? My first time seeing you was at the Delta, and it was my first time ever going. And I think the lineup was, like, crazy. Everybody was there. And I had my eyes set on fire. But when you came out, I was like, oh, my God, fire is no longer. I mean, she's up there, but I was like, oh, my gosh. Just the way she danced, it's just like, it was different. Everybody else had some type of similar moves, but everything you did was just, like, unique. I was just like, wow. My favorite performance of you was when the Delta did the flip-flop and you danced as a film.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, my God. When you had your hair and your little ponytail and you came out and you're all black and your earrings, I was like, what in the world? I have a question.
Yes.
How do you feel about the Delta? Because every time you come in there, you have this look on your face like, okay, 2 o'clock, I need to hurry up so the show can start and I can go home. And you sit in the same spot every time. Like, I'm
it's a tiredness thing. It's not like a can't stand to be there. It's a tired because it's a 4 a.m. I do every day and not getting no sleep. But everywhere I go, I'm happy to be there. I guess I got to do a better job at showing it. But, yeah, I don't have a problem really anywhere I go.
Oh, okay. You performing at the Hangers on Thursday?
Yes, yes.
Okay, I'll be there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, thank you for entertaining me.
No problem.
Okay, I'm staying tuned in.
All right.
Okay.
I think you might have another one that you might know. 443. 619.
443.
Sounds familiar, right? All right. You're Lord, got me tongue-tied. Just having to see
DMV. That's your fault.
Yeah, I know.
Get it together. Yeah.
DMV, that's what I'm talking about. Area code 443-619. Talk to Sis Bob.
Hello.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening to everyone.
This is Miss Berries. My question to Sis Bob is, when did you realize you wanted to perform in front of a crowd?
Whew, man. It would pretty much be when I first started dancing at the Hangar. Even though I did it, I mean, I was nervous. I still get nervous dancing in front of people, dancing in front of. Every time I dance, I'm nervous as heck. So. But it wasn't the first time I danced at Hangar, it would have been the time I decided to dance in front of a crowd.
Okay, also, when did you know that you wanted to dance? Like, has dancing always been your passion?
Yes, it has.
All right. Well, I just wanted to call in and show love and support, sis.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye. Thank you for calling. You have a nice one. Don't go nowhere, though, yet, okay? All right. I think we have early code 562 one more time. What do you want, girl? No, I'm just joking. I'm joking with her.
Okay, you succeeded, Sis Bob. I'm smiling. Okay, I just went on YouTube and I watched.
Which one?
I was just skimming through a couple of them, but I got something to do tonight because I'm going to watch all of them. But, Lord. You going to be at She Pride?
Yes, I am.
Okay. I'm looking forward to seeing you. I'm really smiling, too. Thank you.
I think you're smiling.
I should have been calling right at 11. I needed that smile today. Thank you. You're welcome. For doing what you do. I appreciate it.
Go take
I feel
a
so
cold.
Much
I
better.
Night. Yes, I did. Go take a cold shower.
Lord.
Right? That's exactly. It's one of those.
I had to click off because my daughter ain't even asleep yet. I had to click off there. Thank you. I just wanted to say that.
Wait till the baby go to sleep.
She got a whole lot more up there too, Carla, now.
I see. I can't wait. I'm gonna be up all night. Oh, thank you. I appreciate you.
No problem. Thank you.
All righty. Hang me up, Casey, because I'm still smiling.
Anybody else on the line, too, just to let you know.
Oh, it's somebody else on here, too?
Yeah.
Who else?
Oh, my goodness.
Tell me all y'all information. Oh, man, look, see, give y'all the phone if I embarrass myself, man.
I'm going to have to. I'm like, I'm on here like, dang, I don't get no love, no hate.
I ain't going nowhere. I'm still on the line. I sent you a friend request on Facebook, too. I want to see all of them, everything you got posted, where you going to be at. I see you at She Pride.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Lord, now look what you done did to 804562. Lord.
You need to take
a... I got it right. Yeah, you got it right, man. You ready to see that?
Still smiling. Still smiling.
And she going to smile all week, too. Mm-hmm. I bet you know.
Amen. Smile.
I know for sure I'm going to be smiling for the rest of the night. Y'all have a good night.
Yeah, I know you will.
Y'all, we know you. Like, what you say? Since my head again. What you say?
I know she will.
Oh, yeah.
And I will.
Good
time. I will that.
Good time. Yeah.
I will that.
All right,
good night.
Don't you say good night. You better stay.
I ain't going to hang up. I ain't going to watch until one.
All right. You gotta call one more time, ladies, if you want to talk to Sis Bob. Question number one, she definitely want to talk to you. There's a whole lot of y'all on here now. Stop being scared now. She got you ready. You got people having seizures. You got ladies over there ready to throw you in a... old school
1990s
bag, man, with the yellow tape, you know what I'm saying? Like, definitely, man, you got them going crazy, man, for real. But that's a good thing. That's definitely a good thing.
Yeah.
I think you deserve it. You deserve everything you're getting, everything that's going to happen in your future, man. And that's real tough.
Thank you.
Definitely got
Thank
shoes
you.
On support. You got shoes
give
on
Give me
support.
A hug.
Okay, give me a hug.
I felt that. All the love,
man. So, Sis Bob, I'm going to definitely ask you a question because tonight's topic is definitely centered around, you know, being easy, ladies being easy, ladies taking it too far when it's coming out to putting their stuff on the next lady or the next man. Pretty much, in 2013, you know, coming up 2011, 2012, 2000, our language, what we call them, is jump offs. Now, how do you feel about women that come off too easy to the next person that they're trying to make interested in them? And do you think that, their actions could lead to stronger consequences, like very negative consequences?
Yes, coming off easy is not cute at all, you know. And pretty much if you
the way you come off is pretty much is the way people are going to respect you. Or well, I guess it really wouldn't be respect. If you come off easy, then you just, they're going to take what they want. And then you'll just be left standing there, but naked with socks on.
Do that.
So.
I like the way you put that, butt naked with socks on. I hear that.
I had to put the socks back on or something.
Yeah, man. And you know once you put the socks back on, that big toenail she got going to cut through that sock. Yeah, man. That's definitely true, man. That's definitely true. But we definitely want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. Now, before I let you go, there are a lot of women, a whole lot of women, that want to know how can they get in contact with Sis Bob, and they want to know your booking information. So, with that being said...
Yes, my booking information is booksisbob@hotmail.com. My Facebook is sisbobbrownpants. My Twitter is sisbob6996. You can get my YouTube, has the same information on it. My YouTube is melovepumpum, which is MELUVPUMPUM6996. Or if you just put sisbob in the search box, my videos will pop up as well.
All right. Let's see. Any more ladies want to talk to Sis Bob before I let her go? Press that number one right now. All right. With that being said, EKC, I definitely want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. I know Teddy, how you feel about Sis Bob now since you don't got a chance to talk to her?
She cool people, and I know the ladies are ready to see her in August.
Thank
especially
you for
having me. Got especially Alan over there.
I know, especially 804. You got over there.
You need to go take a cold shower.
Yeah, man.
She probably there right now.
Exactly. With the speakerphone on.
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on She's On Radio, and you have a good night.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies, I want to thank each and every one of you all for supporting Sis Bob. Y'all definitely need to hit her up. She's an awesome, awesome performer. Trust and believe me, if you tired of the same old, jumping off the ceiling fan, doing backflips and splits and all that, I definitely need to hit up Sis Bob. She definitely true because she gives you a different element. And as the lady just said, she's sexy too, all right? Sexy, sexy. Very humble. You know, so y'all definitely check her out. But moving on to the next topic. The topic tonight is, like I asked Sis Bob, you know, I want to know how you ladies feel about women that are very, very open-minded, might we say, jump off, some people call them, some people, I don't want to say this word on the air, but I will because some people do not understand what I'm saying. Now, unless I call them hoes, sluts, homewreckers, you know, all the above. So, I want to know from you, Teddy, what is your view on women that are very easy?
They just nasty. They don't. One, they don't care nothing about themselves, their body, you know. Two, they just nasty. Just nasty. I don't even know what else to say, but they're nasty. I wouldn't want to talk to a woman like that, be in the presence of a woman like that, because that's just not classy. That's just slutty and hoish and no, uh-uh. I don't know what else to say on that one.
Do you think that their actions could result into STDs or?
Oh, yeah. That can result in a whole lot of things, like the STDs coming with AIDS and a whole bunch of other stuff. And see, I have a daughter, and I don't want my daughter, let's say I talk to somebody, and they like that. I don't want my daughter to be influenced, oh, that's the thing to do, go be a jump off. I'm like, no, that's not cool. Because out in the street, they're going to call you every name but a child of God. You know, that stuff will carry you through life. You know, when you're 21 up until you're 81.
Mm-hmm.
That's just not healthy. And then if you will jump off and you with somebody, you're going to, whatever you have, you're going to give it to your partner. And then your partner finds out, he or she's gonna beat your tail, or damn near try to kill you. And it's just too much to go along with that. That's my opinion on it.
What? So, like, a woman that does carry herself in that manner, what if one approached you? Like, how would you handle it?
I would kindly tell her I'm not interested. I probably wouldn't even say nothing. I get told I look mean all the time. She might not even approach me. I'd be fine with that. My day'll go on. I won't be mad. I'm Teddy P. I'm bite.
So what I'm gonna do? Well, my opinion on women that jump off, that go off and, hey baby, how you doing? My name's Peaches. Because, you know, most of them are, you know, always have the name Peaches or Skittles or Lexus or Buick or something like that. And you know, I just feel that a lot of women that do come off very easy, come off very hoish, as they say, or jump offish, a lot of them just need attention.
Yeah.
You know, they need attention from home, they need attention from friends, they need attention from anywhere. And I feel that, you know, as a human being, it's okay to want attention, but I want to challenge the woman on the line that are very easy, are very outgoing. I don't want to call you all sluts or jump off because that's just not nice.
Right.
I will say that if you are looking for attention in other women or other men, or whoever you are looking for attention in, look for the right attention. Don't go looking for, you know, I just need to get laid right now. Which is okay that want to have sex, but go about it the classy way. You feel what I'm saying? Go about it like you are worth somebody. You are somebody. You feel what I'm saying? You are that someone. You know, you don't have to go out and say, you know, hey, baby, you know, you waited for a quick fuck. That's not cute. No. If she come to me, I'm throwing the Bible at her. That's just real talk. And I'm just going to be, look, hey, girl, look, come here for a minute. Read this for a minute. You know what I'm saying? It's not right. You know, and I'm not going to knock no woman that does it, but I'm just going to let you know,
right,
in my opinion, it's not right. And there is help for that if you can't help yourself. There is help. You know, you talk to somebody that is positive and get rid of the negative people, because you can get attention in the positive way. It's positive ways to get that attention. So, you know, all the ladies on the line tonight, and you need help, you need advice on anything, me and Teddy P is here to answer you. We're here for you. Because, you know, go ahead, Teddy.
It's like this. To everybody, your body is your temple. You got to value your body. You can't be a jump off. You can't. That's Like my brother said, if you feel as though you got to be like that, it's help out there for you. If you don't want to talk to us, there's other people out there, professionals that you can go talk to get the help that you need, the attention that you need. And like you say, it's other ways to get that positive attention, that good attention, not that bad attention, because that bad attention will follow you, and you don't want that to follow you.
Right.
Especially streetwise, or even when you're trying to go get a job, that stuff, it carries. And they'll judge you. Oh, we heard this, that, and the third, and you slept with this one, and you slept with that one. Hey, I can sleep with you too. They don't think you easy, and that's not a good look. That makes you look ugly. Even if you're a dime piece, they find out you like that, you easy, that makes you look ugly. Makes your character. It makes your character, if you have, your character's at 100,000 or whatever the case may be, drops it down to less than negative zero.
Right.
And you don't want that to happen.
That is right. Definitely spoke that. You know, I just feel like, you know, it's just a lot of other ways to get that attention. And open your legs to the wrong person. If you're going to open your legs to somebody, make sure that that person is coming back at you with love and understanding. They love you for who you are. And they, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't, to strangers that you don't know, and, you know what I'm saying? It's always bad consequences with that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you are going to do it, like you said, STDs are out there, you know, like, giving credit to one of my callers, Erica 804-562, she enlightened me on a new disease that's out there that attacks the vagina area called the blue waffle, and I don't think y'all ladies will be running around with blue cauliflower-looking puffs and purple cauliflower-looking puffs lingering around your clitoris.
What is a blue waffle? What is that? I ain't never heard of that one.
Man, she told me about that. You already know. You already know I'm the Google master now. I love Google. So I had to actually go online and search the blue waffle. And it looked like it had teeth on the poo-poo. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
thing, it, just, it just looked like teeth was on the girl's vagina. It looked burnt. It was wrinkled. It looked like I seen a couple of hairs that was inside of the teeth, like the vagina was just crunching down on it. I don't know. It was just
too much
for me. It was definitely too much for me. Don't ever ask me that question again. You ain't know.
I won't. You ain't got no problem. I can't do it. I'm going to have nightmares, Jesus.
Man, it was like disgusting, you know. But it says, pretty much I'm reading on it now, it says the name itself sounds a kind of silly. Waffle is a slang name for vagina. Learn something else, right? So they're saying using slang for a disease name is not appropriate, and this just causes more doubt. Another question is, why is it called waffle? If we know that it can affect men too. Blue waffle causes the name a mystery. Now, you ladies that are bisexual, I love you to death. Ladies are loving. This affects everybody, okay? However, some sources claim that the immune system has a great role in preventing this disease. This is something we all know, right? So it's pretty much, it says it will cause itching and vagina inflammations are the common symptoms. Vagina will change its color after a while, and this is where the word blue comes from. Vagina discharge will change its color and smell bad. Now, it seems that these symptoms do go away spontaneously. However, is it smart to wait for that to happen? So it's pretty much saying, ladies, if you do come across this blue waffle, you know, if you have any of these symptoms, you need to call a doctor ASAP. You should not panic, but you should not wait either. I don't know about anybody else that's listening. If my poo-poo started to shoot out blue discharge and it had teeth, I would be calling the doctor. Okay.
I'll be there quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm like, just got to go.
Yeah, that's just, right. That's, come on. You know, we as women have to do better. We are the product of our own imagination. So pretty much if you don't take care of your body, you don't take care of you, you don't stand for something, what are you standing for? You know,
just for nothing, really.
You know, what are you standing for? You know, you're not standing for nothing. You know, if you're going around throwing yourself at women, you know, just for sex, or you know what I'm saying? You gotta cherish your body, man, because, you know, only person that's cherishing your body is going to be you.
Amen.
You got to respect yourself. If you don't respect your body, the people that surround you won't respect you either. You know, and that's just some real stuff. So, you know, what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to go down to talk to everybody. I want your opinion on, you know, the women that are out there doing things too easy. If you want to talk to KC, even if it's for advice, you need some help on something, you're going through something, whatever. You want to talk to KC or Teddy, we're here to help you. So definitely, person number one now, call in, ladies. Here we go. Area code 919-806. Talk to us. Area code 919? All right. Let's go down to the next caller. They don't want to talk to us, Teddy.
Oh, man, come on, talk to us. Come on, call. We not going to bite. Don't be scared.
All right, area code 301-792. Talk to us. 301?
Hey. I'm sorry, y'all. I wasn't even just tuned into what y'all was saying. Y'all so speakerphone. Somebody just disturbed me with a text message through my phone. But y'all were talking about females that's easy, that just put their stuff out there, correct?
Right, yeah.
My take on that, well, I have a friend. Well, she's about to be an associate now because I'm tired of it. Who is in one of them situations. Like, she just thinks it's okay, and I don't. I've been trying to tell her for the past 4 years that it's not. I mean, in high school, it might have, and it wasn't okay in high school either, but, you know, things just happen. People go through, you know, their stages in life when they're in high school, so they, you know, they're trying to find themselves. So, you know, I gave her some time, like, you know, she got to get some stuff together. But she has a baby now. Her daughter is 2, and I'm like, that's really what you want her to see you doing? Like, it does not matter. We could be anywhere. And she just throws herself out there to both sexes. And I'm just like, how do you go back home at night and kiss your daughter knowing what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand it. My mother told me that I would be wrong if I end a 4-year friendship over something like that. But I'm like, I can't surround myself with people like that. If that's her lifestyle, that's her. But, I mean, in a few, after a while, people going to start to look at me and be like, dang, is she the same way?
Right.
I mean, I don't know. How should I? I've been gave her time after time to get herself together. Like I said, it's going on 4 years, and she still haven't got herself together. People tell me that I shouldn't end the friendship. I should keep trying, but you can't help nobody that don't want to be helped.
Bam, you just answered your own question.
I think I did.
That's your own question. I think we all got that. We all got that friend. You know what I'm saying? As far as keeping the friendship with her, I think that you can only suggest and give advice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
To somebody. And I feel like, you know, like my grandmother always told me, you are the company that you keep.
Right, so.
You are the company
that you
keep.
That again.
Want me to say it one more time?
Say it one more time. Now I think they hear you.
You are the company that you keep. So,
right.
Think about it. Y'all going out. Hey, girl, this, we'll say her name, Monifa, okay?
Hey,
okay. You know, I'm going to bend over for you, boo-boo, and then, you know, she with a friend, so, you know, the friend will automatically like, think, like, damn, this girl, she'll jump shit. Maybe her friend want to get on, too. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You know, but like I told you, you can only travel so hard. I mean, you can't change nobody, but you can change who you're dealing.
Right.
You get what I'm saying? If you are a true, dedicated friend to her, I will suggest that you keep trying and make it work. You know, try to get her to see, maybe show her that blue waffle on the poo-poo. Like, that scared me. Show her the blue waffle picture or whatever, and maybe that'll knock some sense into her. But if not, if she don't want to be helped and she want to go through a road of destruction, then you can only be a friend from a distance.
Exactly.
You get what I'm saying? I know you love her. You sound like you really do love her.
I do. I mean, and I love my goddaughter to death. And
I know.
I don't know. Come on now, you're older than me. You got 4 years on me, and you're still doing that. I don't understand. I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying. But after a while, I'm just going to have to wash my hands. And like you said, I'm going to have to be a distance.
Yeah, I mean, you could still be her friend, you know. Don't be faking like I ain't your friend no more because you want to sleep with
Billy Ann,
TT, you know what I'm saying? But what you could do, like I said, be a friend from a distance. If that's somebody that you feel like you don't want to hang around on a daily basis or whatever, maybe
and, you know, decrease the time that you spend with her. You feel what I'm saying? You can still be a friend. Just because you somebody's friend, I mean, you got to hang with them 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's really understandable. I mean, it's hard, though, because she's in Baltimore. I'm in D.C. We barely see each other now, but when I do, I would think, you would think, like, damn, you ain't got yourself together yet. It's just crazy. Like, this weekend, Baltimore had their pod, and I'm just like, what in the heck? I just stood there like, this is just ridiculous. Like, I can't. But I'm going to keep trying because I don't, you know, I care about her whereabouts and my goddaughters, and what she do does affect her. And
right.
I would hate, you know, I would not leave them in the blind or anything. But like I said, you can't help nobody that don't want to be helped.
That's true.
Hopefully she gets a wake-up call, and a wake-up call that doesn't, you know, affect her life in a horrible way, but she needs one, and I hope it comes soon.
And you know something else that you can do, too? As her friend, something that's real and 100 that you can do that'll ease your mind?
Mm-hmm.
Say a prayer for her, and after you say that prayer, let go and let God handle her. Let him take care of her. Let him show her the lesson that she needs to be taught. Because right now, you know, just like Yolanda, Adam said in her song, the battle is not yours. The battle is not yours. You wasn't created to handle her battle. That's her battle. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You wasn't created to. You know, and we as humans, we can stress ourselves out about our friends, and, you know, we can stress ourselves out to where the point we don't even want to eat because we're so worried about our friends. You know what I'm saying? We're so worried about our family. And, you know, like I said, I got a praying grandma. She always told me, you know, let go and let God of any situation that you can't handle, that you know what I'm saying, that you have no control of. Let him work it out.
I sure will.
And I bet you as soon as you let him work it out, everything will get better for you.
Okay. Thank you so much for the advice.
You're welcome, sweetheart. And you call me now. You call back up here tomorrow and let me know. Tomorrow's going to be from 10 to 12. Everybody's listening. You're starting a new hour, 10 to 12. But
okay.
If call me and tell me. We definitely want to know how that situation, you know.
I will.
How it's going for you. All right? Don't go nowhere, okay?
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So Teddy, just pretty much listening to her and what she's going through as far as the friend that's out there. Like, what is your advice to her?
Like you said, you just gotta pray for her, let go and let God. And her friend need to realize she got a good friend in the caller that was just online, and she just gotta get herself together because you don't want to lose a good friend like that. Good friends like that are really hard to come by nowadays.
Right.
And she just got to let go and let God. God's going to touch her friend's heart. And
right.
Tap her on the shoulder and say, hey, you need to get your stuff together. You need to get on the good foot. You got a daughter. You need to get yourself right. Or, you know, things is going to happen the way they happening. All I can say is you're right. Let go and let God. He going to work it out. The battle ain't hers.
Amen.
Amen.
You heard that? Let go and let God. I heard it from two people now. We're going to do, we're going to go, got a homebound, Brother, there you go, 757.
Say what?
Say what? 757-602, talk to us.
Well, all right. It's my situation kind of the same way as the girl that just got off the land or whatever. She's my friend, but she has two kids by my ex.
Mm.
And my thing is, like, a friend is not going to tell you nothing wrong, especially if I was in the same situation with the same person. So, like, she has two beautiful daughters by this person, and this
mm-hmm.
person treat her like shit. And I'm just, you know, I'm being a friend, but she don't want to take the advice from me. So I'm just like, I'm not going to say nothing more and I'm not going to say nothing less, but I'm just looking out for your best interest and your daughter's best interest.
All right.
Am I wrong for that or wait, like?
You know, just like I told you, you're right, very similar. Like I told the young lady before you, you know, you gotta wipe your hands with stuff like that. Like when you, cause you're gonna turn blue in the face. You feel what I'm saying? You're gonna get stressed out. You're gonna lose yourself because you're trying to figure out how to change her. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And the only thing that you can do for her, like I said, is give her advice. You know, give her advice and let go and let God. Because there's nothing that you can do about it because you've already tried. You feel what I'm saying? And she's not listening to you.
Okay. And then it's another situation about when y'all was like how certain females throw their stuff onto people.
Mm-hmm.
It's just not basically certain females throw their stuff because they probably wasn't getting that attention before, or it could be certain matters of why they throw themselves at each other or throw themselves at other people.
Right.
So I was listening to it when y'all was saying it. I was like, they really talking about some true shit. Then that whole little blue waffle shit got me.
I was like, oh my God.
But that's some true shit, though. Like, you know, a lot of people should tune in to y'all little show or whatever, y'all little talk thing or whatever, because the stuff that y'all be talking about is, like, absolutely true. And I'm only 20 years old, but it's like,
baby.
Yeah, I am. I be 21 in 6 days. But It's like, you know, females nowadays that's like 18, 19, 20, mostly in my age bracket, they do throw themselves at each other because I've seen it plenty of times. Because the homegirl that I did hang with, and considering my cousin throw herself at a lot of people, and I be trying to tell her that's not good because if you throw yourself at a certain person and then y'all don't work out, you throw yourself at another person, that person might know the other person you're talking to, and they could be talking about you behind your back.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I watch myself around a lot of people because I just had to cuss out some nigga because he called me a hoe and called me a bitch and all this other shit because I hang with my cousin. And my cousin, I ain't gonna lie, she might be a little hoe, but I don't know. What she do behind closed doors is what she do behind closed doors. That's not my business.
Right.
So my thing is, just because I hang with her don't mean I'm in the same book as her because she's younger than me. I'm grown. I don't got time for no foolishness, no drama, no bullshit. So I let old boy know. I was like, keep my name out your mouth. The next time I have to hear you say something about me, I'm going to confront you, and it's not going to be a nice situation. Because just because I hang with a certain person don't mean I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm.
That's just like a non-drug addict hanging with a drug addict or
yes.
A crackhead hanging with a non-crackhead. You feel me? Not everybody is influential to do something that they see somebody else do.
Right.
You're
definitely right, but it could all, you know, it's definitely right. We all our own pieces, but, you know, it can all definitely have an effect on how people view you.
Yep. Yeah, that too. But just for you to go around the neighborhood putting slander on my name, what does that make you any better? That doesn't make you any better, like. That's all I was saying. You know, it doesn't make you any better for you to slander somebody's name. It doesn't make you no better because I could have a whole bunch of shit about you, but I'm not saying nothing to nobody out in the neighborhood about you.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I feel where you're coming from now.
Yeah,
that's definitely. I feel like nobody should judge anybody anyway. You know, ain't nobody on this earth, you know, God, they're not the higher power, they're not nothing, you know what I'm saying? So can't nobody judge you. Like, come on, man. Ain't nobody perfect. We all got flaws, you feel me?
Exactly. Ain't nobody perfect. Everybody has flaws for something. But I'm just like, I work every day, all day. It's just barely enough time for me to get sleep. I work every day, all day. So for you to just have my name out in the street and I'm not even outside, I'm nowhere near home, I'm at work, like, and y'all got my name in y'all mouth in the streets. I'm just like, that's just childish. Like, y'all childish. I need to grow the fuck up, for real.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy. But that's all I had to say, though, for real. And, you know, y'all might talk about this situation one day or something. So whatever.
Yeah, we might, you know.
But, what was I going to say? The second situation I said, what would you do if that was your friend?
If that was my friend, point blank, if that was my friend, and she was being a little jiggaboo out there doing her thing, I would be a concerned friend, you know. At first, you know, we all think it's cute. Okay, you better calm down. You know what I'm saying? You know damn well you be out here doing all that. That's how it had to be in the beginning. But then you see, you know, she starts bringing like 4 to 5 different people home a day. Then it's like, look, girl, look, straight up. Do you know about the blue waffle disease? Like, I will tell her, from now on, do you know about the blue waffle disease? Do you know about AIDS? Do you know that, you know, did she got kids?
No, she 19. She just turned 19.
Oh, she's that old. Oh, yeah, you need to sit her down. You need to put her on your lap. See, family is different.
But it's like everybody, like if you was to talk to her right now, if she was to be on the line or something, y'all would think we're sisters because we connect just like that. But it's to the point I try to give her big cousin advice or big sister advice, but in the same matter, she's 19. She's going to do what she want to do. She's basically grown. She's going to do what she want to do. Can't nobody change her state of mind. If that's what she want to do, that's what she's going to do.
At the age of 18, you grown anyway.
Yeah.
So that's how you ain't that mad. My mom, this is exactly what people say. My mom don't even talk to me like that. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say. In her case, for somebody who don't want to listen, you just got to let them go through life and maybe sometimes let them see the road that they're living on and let them, because it's definitely going to be a time, because it happens in all of us, where something strikes at us and it brings us
do.
Down.
It do.
You know.
Because.
You got to let her learn. She going to learn.
Yeah, she is. But it was like a couple, like maybe the end of 2011, beginning of 2012, my cousin, she's 21 years old. She about to be 22. She has a little girl. She was in the same racket of having another child, and the boy that she was with, the baby daddy, this nigga treated her all types of ways. He used to hit on her. And one day, matter of fact, she had called me and was crying. She was like, da, 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 he just hit me, punched me in my face, and blah, blah, blah. She was, she was like 2 months pregnant. He knew she was pregnant. So to this point, she literally went into like a psychological hospital. He mentally fucked up her head. Like, he mentally fucked her head up to the point she wanted to kill herself. She was going to kill the baby.
and a whole bunch of shit. So she called me and was like, I'm about to go to the hospital. I'm about to kill myself. They won't let me get out the hospital. They saying they need to keep me overnight. I'm like, but you, if you just threaten your life, of course they're not going to let you out. They're not going to let you out. And then on top of that, you're pregnant with a baby. They're really not going to let you out because you're capable to do anything with that child in your stomach. And she didn't want to listen to me. That whole time, he was disrespecting her, putting his hands on her, you know, basically doing stuff that no nigga's supposed to do, basically, but niggas do it anyway. So he came at me one day. He jumped stupid at me, and I bucked back. I was like, you're not going to sit here and talk to me like I'm your baby mother, because I'm not. And I was like, my thing is, she don't hit you back, but I will, because I'm not scared of no nigga, no bitch, and ain't nobody going to put fear in my heart. Simple as that. And he have not talked to me ever since. He has not called my phone. He has not done nothing. So with that situation, if y'all was in that situation, how would y'all would have handled that situation?
How would you would have handled it, Kevin?
I'm trying to get my thoughts together now. That was a lot. I probably would have handled it somewhat similar to how you handled it. Because I don't nobody put fear in my heart but my mama and God.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to let no man, no woman, no child, no cat, no dog, you know, talk to me any kind of way. I'm like, I'm 28, almost 29 years old. I'm a grown-ass woman.
Yeah.
It's either you going to respect me or you can kick rocks. That's what I got to say. If you don't respect me, then we're going to have problems.
That's how I feel. What about you, the, I don't know, come on, Abby. What's your name?
KT.
KT, okay. Now, yeah. What's your input on it?
I agree with Teddy. You know, and he might need to be put in the place a little bit, you know. As a person with rights, you are entitled to put him in his place. No boundaries, though, you hear me? Don't make me get
yeah.
it up. Don't make me get
I
it
mean,
up. No boundaries.
I didn't put no boundaries in it. I'm just saying, like, he came at me. Anytime you come at me first and threaten my life, I'm going to jump back with something. You feel me?
Right.
You threatened my life. Like, he was just saying all types of shit. I cut your fucking throat. Like, basically, he was threatening my life. So I felt the need that I had to take up for myself and say what I had to say. Not
yeah,
say what I had to
do.
Say. And he has not contacted me ever since then. And this was just in September, of beginning of school year, September. Like, you know, I don't know, niggas. Niggas these days don't think like niggas back growing up. Basically, y'all age group. Niggas now don't think like niggas back then. Put it that way.
What you trying to say? You trying to say we old or something? You hear that? Thing?
No, I'm not saying
say
y'all.
I'm
old.
Not old.
I'm not saying y'all old. I'm just saying.
I know, right? You got me a little tear ass because I'm 21. You hear me? I've been 21 for 9 years. You say you get the math, but
21 for 9 years. I've been 18 for.
Yeah, man, I'm 21, baby. I look like a little fat boy. Hey, girl. Yeah, but look, 757, we definitely want to thank you for calling on She's On Radio.
Oh,
don't go nowhere.
When she calls from 757, that's all I want to know. Where at? Because you're like the second person from the 757 that's called
I'm
in here.
New Palouse, Virginia.
Oh, you from Bad News. Pick up
that
bad
news
right now.
That bad news all day.
Yeah,
man. Y'all smell like fish.
Shut the hell up. We not gonna talk. We not gonna talk about how the 757 smell. Now we gonna talk about 804.
Yes, Richmond. Don't get on Richmond. Don't make me get on Richmond.
Richmond and that damn Greyhound terminal.
Mm-hmm. I know you ain't talking about North of Greyhound terminal. It smell like old man and me ain't going there. But thank you for calling me.
I can stay on the line.
We'll come back to you, okay?
All right.
870-765. Talk to us. Make it brief.
Hey, how y'all doing?
How about you?
I'm all righty.
That's good to hear.
Yes. The topic that you guys are talking about tonight is something that is and has been very, very, very heavy on my heart. I am amazed at the women that I see and that I talk to. I'm totally amazed at these women. I have been 20 for 20 years.
Not
and
right
now. When I first turned 20, people that was 20 with me do not act like people that are 20 now.
What?
The lack of self-love and self-respect blows my mind and breaks my heart. I work with young girls who have just been through life at a very young age, and the things that they will do for attention is stuff that even at 20 for 20 years I wouldn't do. One of the little girls was over my house this weekend, and she's a little stud. And she kept playing with her phone, and I was like, let me see your phone. So I take her phone, and the pictures that this girl, she is 16 years old. The pictures that these girls sent her, I'm just thinking to myself, what has happened? What has happened? Why is it as women we have forgotten how to value ourselves? Why have we forgotten how important we are and how sweet and precious we are? What has happened? I don't get it. I don't understand it. And then the fact that it's so easy for people to get with people is so heartbreaking, because AIDS was not as prevalent as it is now as it was when I was a teenager. Like, it was new. You know what I mean? Like, it was new. And I have girls that I work with who cannot even tell you how many sexual partners they've had. They don't even know. I talk to girls who don't even know the person that they're sleeping with, they don't even know his real name.
Wow.
They call him Junior. They call him. And then when I first got on Twitter, the purpose of me getting on Twitter was for research. That was my purpose for getting on there, because all the girls were talking about it, and I was like, I always want to, I'm going to know whatever hip-hop song is out. I'm going to know whatever slang is out. I'm going to know whatever new drug is out. Not that I'm going to try it, but I'm going to know about it, because I want to be able to, I want them to know that they have somebody they can come and talk to that can kind of understand what they're going through. When I first got on Twitter, I was just like, are you kidding me? Is this what y'all talk about? Is everything on my timeline have to be about somebody wanting to do something with somebody's pussy? Is this what we do? Like, I just can't understand what has happened to us as women. Like, what has happened? And then I wonder, like, is it the people that, like, are in my age, are we responsible? Did we at some point drop the ball and we forgot that we need to be role models? Because, like, our grandmothers, they were role models. You know what I mean? Like, my mama is a role model. And I'm wondering, like, is it for the people who are in their 30s and their 40s and up, did we do something wrong? What has happened to where our girls don't value themselves and they'll settle for being a jump off? They will ignore their bodies when their bodies are telling them, sweetie, that shit stinks. You need to go get checked. Like, what has happened? Like, I don't understand. And when I tell you, it breaks my heart. It breaks my heart. Because it's just like, it's just a totally different group of people that are their 20s now than when I first started being my 20s. Like, it's just I don't understand. Yeah. Like, what happened?
I think my opinion on it is the music and the stuff they see on TV. They want to be like the wannabe rappers, and the rappers calling, you know, females this, that, and the third, and they can do this with it, and it tastes like this, and it's that. I mean, I feel how you feel. I don't understand it.
Another thing,
I feel like it's in the school system. It's on the street.
Mm-hmm.
It's, you know, their best friend mother letting them do whatever they want to do. Their best friend mother getting into everything and their mama. And they sitting back and they watching society. They watch society. They seeing how it's growing up so fast. So it has even gotten to the point where I have seen children literally disrespect their parents in the grocery stores. And the parents did nothing but say, girl, you tripping. What? That's my child. Okay, you hear me? I don't care.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm 20. Let my child say, mom, you tripping. Mom, this or mom, that. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pop it right on, her, on top of her head at the grocery store and say, you better not touch nothing. Now, I take it back to my grandma. Let somebody disrespect. My children's best friends disrespect me in the grocery store. I'm popping them too, straight up. Tell your mama I did it because evidently she not popping.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
It's like this, bro. I know what you're talking about. You know I got a 13-year-old, and she tried that with me. And I'm like, I'm not your little friends out here. You're not going to say, hey, ma, hey, boo, you ratchet. I'm like, what the hell is ratchet? I'm like, what is that? And you calling people that? I'm like, you're not going to talk to me any kind of way. Because you know I brought you in this world. I could take you out.
Yeah, can and will.
My mama tell me that all the time. I brought you in. I could take you out.
Mm-hmm.
No problem.
It's just, it's
crazy.
So sad because not only am I a woman who loves women, as like my sexual, I just love being a woman, and I love all women. And it's just like, why is this okay? Why are we okay with being the way we are? Why is that okay? Why do we not realize we are so beautiful? We are so great. We are so much. We deserve the absolute best. Why do we not get that?
Because
it hurts my heart.
Because there's nobody like you. I'll tell you this out there saying, hey, it's not okay. Hey, stop doing this. You know, there's nobody out there showing them the blue waffle picture. Or nobody showing them what AIDS can do to their body. Nobody showing them what having a child at 13 can actually do to your life. Nobody is out there saying, hey, you're pretty, you're beautiful just the way you are. You don't have to go out there and take out those clothes. There's nobody out there probably in their communities that's telling them, baby, it's okay. You look fine just the way you are. You don't have to exploit yourself to be beautiful.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way you are is the way you was created to be. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's exactly, you know, the reason why I created this radio show because, you know, like the other night, I had the guest King Kales on here, and it was this girl. Now, listen to me now. You ready? All right. I had King Kales on here the other night, and King Kales had a fan that was 16 years old. And I think all of us, me, King Kales, and Tay on the phone, I bet you if you could see our facial expressions, you would be like, whoa. Like, because she said, my daddy said I can have a sweet 16 party. He said I can invite you
He said, I could invite you to strip my 316. But I was like, what?
No.
I'm going to slap you and your daddy. I'm going to slap her, the daddy, whoever let her on the phone that time of night, because, you know, it was like almost 1 o'clock. I want to slap everybody known to her existence that allow her to think that stripping at a 316 party is okay. No, maybe at 18, she was 18, I would have been like, okay. You know, then you grow and you do whatever you want to. But 16, you're not, and you know, matter of fact, you're 15 because you haven't turned 16 yet. You know, like, what's going on to her father's mind?
It makes my son, that makes me want to throw up. It makes me sick. It really does. It makes me physically ill. Because what are you, what example? You are her dad. You are her example of what a man is. Of what a, how a man is supposed to treat a woman. Like, are you kidding me? That just, I don't understand. I really don't understand it. And I, when my godson was 12, when he was 12 and my goddaughter was 13, I took them to the AIDS clinic to volunteer for a summer. And my godson was working at the front desk one day, and this man walked in and had no control of, at all of his bowels and defecated right there in the lobby. My godson is, he'll be 22 in October. And unless he's lying, and I hope he is not because he shouldn't have a reason to lie to me, he still holds to the fact that I am going to wait until I'm married to have sex because I can never be in my 30s and not be able to hold my own bowels. Like that, it because that made AIDS very real to him. Him being able to see this is what it will do to your body made him be like, I got to make some different choices. I can't do this. And it's so it's a lot of pressure for him because women don't make him have to work for anything. They literally throw themselves, because he's such a cutie pie, and they throw, I mean, just, it's just, and it's gotten to the point now where it all being tossed at him, he's like, I don't even want it. I don't even want it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait. Like, I can't have somebody who's going to give it up that easy. And we have to stop doing that. We have to teach our girls better than that. Because they are better than that.
Mm-hmm.
And they just have to start believing in it. Like, I stay on my knees praying about my babies. I just, oh, my gosh. Oh, and they are, oh, Jesus. Yeah, pray for my girls. Pray for my girls. Oh, my gosh.
That is, definitely will.
And keep doing what you guys are doing by just putting it out there. So when people are calling in, if they don't have anybody else in their lives that can tell them, at least they can have somebody in their ear saying, hey, you're worth more than that. You don't have to do that. Make somebody work to get you. You're worth that.
Right.
You got to put in some effort to get this. I'm so serious.
Right.
You have to put in some effort. You have to put in some time. You got to work for this.
Work hard.
Because if you devalue it, it's going to be nothing. Like, it's going to be worth nothing. I'm going to make you believe that my stuff is gold because I believe that it is.
I know that's right.
You know, keep doing what you guys are doing. That was just, I just had to say that because that's just, that jump off thing really, that is heavy on me.
We definitely want to thank you for calling in. She's on radio. We appreciate your feedback. And definitely, I think we might not know it's maybe one person on this phone that need to hear everything we had to say.
Yep.
I know it is because it always is. Even if, you know, the person don't want to admit to it or not. We all have been there in our life where we want to play, jump off. We all have. That's why I don't judge nobody because that when we were young, we all said, "Oh, I want to be a player." You know, that was the movie. Then
yeah.
I want to be a player. Want to be a player was it? You know, so I'm like, let me see how many girls I can get. You know, you're a baby. You want to fit in it, and it's okay. It's okay. I feel like it's okay to not know. You know, it's okay to not know because, you know, it takes that one real person to come into your life and change your life forever. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So we all got to learn from our mistakes, you know, and she's on radio going to help you, baby. We're going to make sure that you, when you leave our conversation, you're going to be a new person. You're definitely going to learn something. Going to learn something because Casey and Teddy
did not help you, one of our callers did.
Somebody.
And that's the purpose of it. You know, we want to thank you for calling on She's On Radio. We're going to go ahead and take these few more callers. We're about to close it up. We definitely want to thank you for calling, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
All right, we're going to slide it down to area code 415-671. Please make it short.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hello.
Hi. So I have a lot of opinions about this, but like you said, I got to keep it short. And I hope that the girls are listening who have friends who are runners or they're in that process of going down that line. I've had a friend since childhood, since the third grade, and we grew up together and everything. And once high school came, she started running and she started doing things. And, you know, it's true. If you're around the people who act this way, people start to believe that you're the same way. And, you know, I know that it's hard sometimes to let go of these friendships, but sometimes you have to let go in order for them to see what your friendship is worth. And even though at times we've lost, you know, connections, we don't talk as much, I still consider her a good childhood best friend. And, you know, she has, through this all, she has a six-year-old son. You would think that that son would change her life because of the way mm-hmm. she had him. But it didn't. It didn't help. Now this little boy is seeing his mother go through difficulties and have a man in the house that's not even his father, but is treating his mother as though, you know, she's a hoe. Like, there's times where I'll call her sister and, you know, I hear, oh, you know, she's running the streets again, or she's popping and, you know, she's doing things that she's not supposed to do. And my concern is the little boy. He's only 6 years old. What is she doing? It's a child. You know, it's something precious, and maybe it was a sign from God to let you know that you got to slow down. And sometimes people don't see them or don't get those signs and say, okay, I do got to slow down. I also think that with society, certain things portray in the society, and if you come from a family who your mothers, your aunties, your sisters, and even your grandmas been through this and have gone through it, of course, it's supposedly you're supposed to be one of the runners too in the family. And it's hard and it's sad because you see these girls, 13, 14, talking about, oh, you know, I effed this nigga. And it's like, what is a 12, 13, 14-year-old doing, you know, excuse my word, fucking these niggas when, you know, you know nothing about sex. You know nothing about all these diseases. I mean, I just got on Google to find out what this blue waffle, because this is the second time I hear it on the show. And I said, okay, I need to figure out what this blue waffle stuff is. When I looked at that and I seen the pictures, it disgusts me. I was like, oh, my Lord Jesus, what is this disease? This is nasty. This is gross. And this is what our new generation of girls might have to go through. And it's sad. It's really, really sad to see this happen to girls, and they don't even know that it's happening to them. They don't even know what's going on. They only love what they're doing and don't see the outcomes that they might face through this. And it's hard. It's sad. I have nieces. I have 14, 15. I have 14 nieces and nephews. So when it comes down to sex, I mean, from the littlest one to the oldest one, we talk about sex. We don't care how old you are. We start talking to them about what sex does, how, you know, what sex could do to you. It could get you pregnant. We always tell my nieces, keep your legs closed and your eyes open. That's the best advice we give our nieces. And some of them are 21, 22, and they have not slept with anyone. And it's a blessing. Some of them, they didn't listen, and now they have kids, and now they're going through the struggles. But now they know and understand that, seeing the fact that they didn't keep their legs closed, they have a baby, and now they got to teach them this lesson and have them learn through it. So it's sad, but I could keep going on forever. But it's thank you. This is good. I mean, this whole new disease, and you guys are putting this on the air, this blue waffle thing, I mean, that's disgusting. Everyone that's listening should be looking up this blue waffle disease to see what it is and what it does to your body. It's I don't know, I guess it's worse than herpes and all the other
It is blue and it got teeth. That is enough to say, look, no more sex for me.
I'm good. I don't want no more waffles. I'm good right now. Oh, my God. I don't want nothing.
It's nasty. Definitely. It's nasty. I mean, why would you even want to catch something like this? It's like some of these girls want to catch something just to say, oh, I got it. You know, oh, I got chlamydia. I mean, could you even smell chlamydia? Some people can't smell chlamydia. Chlamydia and gonorrhea. I mean, come on now. I'm glad you could spell blue waffles, but it's sad. It's really sad.
All right.
That's all I have to say.
We definitely want to thank you for coming on She's on Radio, and definitely want to thank you for your input. You know, like I told the other woman, that, you know, it definitely helps somebody. Whether they listen today or tomorrow, they definitely can listen to your input. I say, hey, she's right.
Hopefully, you know, all these girls that have been on this radio talk tonight, maybe it does open someone else's ears and mine and actually wakes them up and say, okay, these girls, you know, they're not playing. And, I mean, it's a good thing. You guys are doing a great thing for, you know, all kinds of communities because everyone listens to you guys. So it's good. It's good that it's out there.
You definitely want to thank you. you definitely are right. We have gotten a couple of men, some straight men, straight women called there sometimes. So it's definitely a blessing. You know, we started out to reach one community and it's impacting all, you know. So that's definitely great. We can't wait. We can't wait to get on. We're trying to pitch it for satellite radio as well.
Yay.
So,
supporting you guys.
Thank you so much for the support.
You're welcome. Bye, you guys.
All right, have a nice night for y'all. Sleep tight, okay?
Bye.
Bye-bye. We're going to take our last caller. Our last caller on the list in order is 804-562. All right.
Hello?
Hey, there you go.
Okay. Hi, everybody, again. Okay. Really touchy subject tonight. Amen. Praise y'all. Bless y'all for talking about this. Especially to the first two young ladies that had called about their friends and stuff. I think as women, I have a teenager. Well, she ain't a teenager, but she looked like one. And I tried to explain to her, I talked to her about everything. People tell me I'm too hard on her. She got a little girlfriend that's like so grown to the fact where she wears makeup and she wants to have sex so bad. Like the type of things that I do is I let them have sleepovers here, and I let them sit up with me. Of course, they think they're doing something because they're sitting up all night, and I talk to them. And just listening to these 12 and 13-year-old girls say how they in love with a person and they want to have sex, and, you know, I'm glad that they are able to talk to me, and I can tell them that it's not right. But it's a whole lot of young people out here that's doing this and want to have sex and want to experience it because their friends are doing it. I even had an experience when I was younger lying to my friends, telling them that I want a virgin no more because I thought it was bad to be a virgin. And now that I know that it won't, I'm glad that I didn't lose my virginity because of that, but I did lie. And they caught me out because they asked me a question about a private part on a person, and I couldn't answer it because I didn't know because my ass was still a virgin, but I was lying. But it is like people out here that's, my point is, it's people out here that's, you know, they feel like they have to do it or they need to do it or they need to feel loved by somebody or they need to keep up with their friends. So that's when the parents need to step in. I don't care. People say, my daughter 11, I shouldn't tell her the stuff that I tell her or I shouldn't, you know, but it's out here. It's in society. It's on the TVs. It's in the school. It's in the streets. They gonna learn it. So why not as a parent explain to them what's right and what's wrong about it? You know what I'm saying?
Better they hear from you than the street.
Exactly.
I go through that now, so I feel you 100% on that. It's better they, as parents, they hear from us than they hear from their little friends or their friends' friends. It's just crazy if they hear from the street. They hear from the street, they get all twisted and tongue-tied and it's all wrong. They hear from 2 or 9, it got to be the truth. My mama went there, been there, done that, and ain't trying to do it again.
And this, my daughter, she's in the 6th grade, and she has had. I'm glad that she went through what she went through this year because she gave me high blood pressure this year. I'm just put it like that.
Uh-oh.
She experienced a whole lot this year with the people that you know that she was hanging around, and now school is out. And she came to me and she said, "Mom," she was like, "I love you so much, and I'm so thankful for you that you told me all the stuff that you did." She said that she went to 2 of those friends that she got and told them that she no longer wanted to be that friend, that she loved them as people, but she didn't want to be that type of person.
Right.
Now, had I not, you know, been the parent that I was, my daughter could have been out here like these little girls. You know what I'm saying? So I just encourage people, like, just don't lose it. You know, don't, as a parent, don't lose it and think that it's nothing that you can do. Or, you know, you got to resort to your child wants you to talk to them. You know, they don't really want to do all of those nasty things that they doing. They want to have somebody there to talk to them. They want you to be there for them. They want you to discipline them. And you just got to do it. Because, I mean, it's bad. Like, that blue waffle thing, that junk just blew me for a loop, you know. That's why I had to share with everybody, like, It's bad. It's bad. Like that lady said, AIDS won't that big, you know, back in the day. It won't that big, like where, you know, now somebody died from AIDS, you be like, how did they die? Oh, they had AIDS. Oh, okay. You know, like it's normal. And they say that shit ain't normal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But it seemed like it is because it's so many people with it. And it's, you know, it's sad. It's sad. So all the girls out here, you know, and I'm willing to talk to anybody that, because I've been through a lot in my life too, but I'm willing to talk to anybody that need to feel like they don't have that motherly bond with somebody or a sisterly older sister or whatever you may need. I'm here for anybody that's on the line that maybe even want to talk to me. I'm willing to talk to you, you know, and because, I mean, it's just a touchy subject for me, especially because I got 2 little girls. You know, my 8-year-old ain't got that far yet, but my 11-year-old is, you know, she in middle school, so she's seeing a whole lot of stuff, and I just pray for all the young people out here, you know.
Got it, too. So. I know what you feeling and what you're going through. I got a 13-year-old. She about to just graduated from 6th grade, about to go into middle school, and, yeah, I know what you're going through.
Yeah. No, but thank you. Thank y'all so much for letting me express that. And I'm on here every night. So like I said, if it is, you know, tomorrow or a month from now or somebody hear what I'm saying and you want to, you know, Casey, I'll tell you, you know, where my Facebook is, you can inbox me, you want to keep, you know, whatever you may, I'll talk to you, I will. You know, I will. And
Well, why don't you go ahead and tell me your Facebook before we get offline? So
what if I don't know it?
Lord, I'm a,
I don't know what it is myself. No, I think it's I don't know. But my name on there is Shonda Queen Bee Webb Morris. That's long, but Shonda Queen Bee Webb Morris. That's my name on there. And my email address is Tavara_Webb@yahoo.com. And if you want to talk to me, you can. I'm here for anybody that don't want to come out and say it, you know, to publicly. I'll talk to you.
All right. We want to thank you for coming on She's On Radio. We'll see you tomorrow.
All righty.
All right. Ladies, we are at our end. I want to thank each and every one of you for calling in tonight. Tonight was a very deep show. Tomorrow's show is even deeper. We will be discussing the difference between love and lust. Very, very touchy topic. So there's a lot of people that need to know the difference. It is a big difference between love and lust over someone. And I hope you all will be here tomorrow. Same number, different time, though. Tomorrow we'll be starting from 10 p.m. to 12 a.m. All right? Ladies, if you are planning on coming to She Pride 2012 in August 1st through 5th, powered by She Zone, I will actually ask you to get your tickets ASAP. These tickets are going fast. When I say fast, they're almost sold out. So do not be the last one trying to get in and you can't get in because you don't got tickets. The ticket site is www.shepride.tk. Definitely want to thank our guest for tonight, Sis Bob. You can reach her on Facebook, Sis Bob, the dancer, I think. Oh, don't quote me wrong. Let me get it right. Right, that is right. www.facebook.com/CISBOB.DASCA. On her YouTube, her name on there is Mila Poom Poom. Very interesting name. It's MELUVPUMPUM. 6996. Y'all definitely bring Sis Bob to your city. If you can't get her there before August the 3rd, she will definitely be performing alongside of Pretty P, King Kells, and 24 other entertainers. She will be there. So definitely, you ladies do not want to miss that. Again, I want to thank you, Teddy, for coming on.
No problem. You know you got me, man. I got you back. Y'all, we got.
All right, that's what I like to hear. So, ladies, I want to thank y'all for calling in tonight. Tonight was an awesome show. The number that you called tonight, go ahead and save it in your phone. Call it every night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Let's talk. Invite your friends. Twitter it, Facebook it. Let's get this radio station on the air. When I say air, I mean satellite radio. That's where we're going next. If you'd like to donate to She's On Radio, www.svradio.bsz. So, ladies, I can't leave without telling you ladies about this awesome website that a very awesome person has created. She wants all lesbians to be financially fit. That means if you are doing the whole 8 to 8, 9 to 10, 8 hours, 12 hour shift, she's letting you know that there is a better route, and she wants to make sure that everybody gets paid what they are due. The website to check out is www.postitionyourself.info. Pretty much www.positionyourself.info. Definitely check that out, ladies. She can make you financially fit. All right. Thank y'all, ladies, for calling in tonight. Remember, tell a friend. I love you all. Thank you for the support.